Evergreen. It's a word that evokes the very specific end of December time when, in some places and cultures, non-deciduous trees or branches are brought inside the home. In relation to podcasts, though, evergreen means timeless, without current event markers that might tie an episode to a month or a year. Oh, language. Oh, digital media. Oh, Tannenbaum. Welcome to Digesting Food Studies, or rather a little placeholder episode of Digesting Food Studies, one that aims to keep things festive while also taking a little break from intensive content creation. I'm your culturally blended tree hugger, David Santo. And if you're listening to this and it's still 2025, you're a very devoted listener. And for that, I offer both my end of year gratitude and hope that you are also letting things settle down for a bit. It's been a rough time for so many of us, and we all need a break. But rather than dwell too much on the not-so-evergreen nature of food systems, socio-political transitions, and agro-climatic systems, I'm offering up a little seasonal gift. One that takes the form of some recommendations for other places to get your food podcasting fix. We'll be back at the start of 2026 with another 8 episodes of Digesting Food Studies, talking about eating and social isolation, fisheries and Nanaimo bars, reading menus as historical artifacts, carceral food systems, and even more. If you've already listened this season, you will know that we'll be telling stories and histories, thinking critically about systems, responding to Canadian Food Studies publications, and sharing lots of links and resources. In the meantime, though, here are a few suggestions for food and food system-related podcasts produced by other folks in the Canadian Food Studies community. Links to all these series can be found in the show notes. First up, the Eco-Politics Podcast, a series for students and researchers studying environmental politics. Carleton University political science professors Peter Andre and Ryan Katz-Rosine explore some large themes, not all of them related to food, but maybe they are. Anyway, it's a deep dive into some meaty issues, and the episode cover artwork by Adam Ashby Gibbard is truly stunning, worth a gallery exhibition. Then there's The Ground Up from McEwen Media Production and McEwen University's Dr. Alyssa Overend. It focuses on urban food solutions, including gardening for local food production and the emerging area of entomophagy, that is, eating insects. Several new episodes are on the way, but in the meantime, listen and learn from the first two, which offer some thoughtful and applicable responses to our current food system times. If you're looking for more big thinking about more big questions, check out the Second Transition podcast, in which anthropologist and science communicator Phil Loring, who's also one of the executive producers of Digesting Food Studies, asks guests from around the world, what might a radically changed future entail? And what steps can we take right now to change course and make such a future possible? Again, it's not always about food specifically, but then as I keep saying, everything's about food, isn't it? For an outsider-insider perspective on Canadian food, cross the southern border, figuratively anyway, and spend some time with Capri Cafaro and her Heritage Radio Network show, Eat Your Heartland Out. Though it's usually focused on the United Statesian Midwest, Capri also did a special limited series of 8 shows on Canadian food and foodways, running from episode 89 to 93, and then again from 100 to 102. Capri's love of Canada is evident, and in this case, it's a lot of fun to hear about things from a distinctly American angle. Now in its 5th season is Handpicked Stories from the Field, produced by the Laurier Center for Sustainable Food Systems. The show explores research on, surprise, surprise, sustainable food systems, and how that research can bring about real change in the ways we produce, consume, and understand our food. It's a veritable smorgasbord of Canadian food studies scholars. Finally, and I won't humble brag about it, there's Making a Meal of It, my own podcast produced that year when suddenly I just didn't have any teaching contracts. My partner Maxime said, use the time to make a podcast. And I said, sure, why not? I never looked back, but Maxime may have regretted his suggestion a bit since I made him take part in the show. The stick this in your mouth segment was a listener favorite, largely because I made him eat a lot of rather odd stuff and then talk about it. and, although they are not podcasts, two other short documentary series, both available online, are definitely worth a watch. Carleton University's Trish Balamingi and her daughter Sampe made a great series of videos about urban and rural food spaces, including an edible home garden, forest farming, and regenerative farming. Delicious and Determined and available on YouTube via Blue Dot Studio at Blue and Brew. And if you understand French or appreciated integrated thinking and doing about food, do check out Christophe Dubois' mini-docs on La Gastronomie Sociale, or Social Gastronomy, which were recently released on the Télé-Québec website. Christophe just finished a master's degree at l'Université du Québec à Montréal on the same theme, social gastronomy, and somehow he also managed to produce this great series about cooking, farming, eating, and social innovation. It is inspiring and full of care, a really beautiful series. And that's where I'll leave it for this little placeholder episode, with the positive energies of care and kindness, of innovation and transitions, of thinking systemically and acting empathetically. All of my fingers and toes are crossed for you and your projects, as well as those of your families and friends, your students, your colleagues, your bosses, and everybody who helps you out in whatever ways they do. May you all find peace and well-being in 2026. As the latest issue of Canadian Food Studies proclaims, we're all in this together. Oh, drat. I just de-evergreened this episode. Oh well. And on the subject of togetherness, we need to remember also that our foes and adversaries and critics and bullies, they're in this with us too. In the food systems, that is. So though we still need to push back against injustice and hunger and environmental degradation, let's also hold out hope that we can find a space at the Food Studies buffet for everyone, including those we don't necessarily agree with. Since I had no guests this week, I will offer my sincere and abiding thanks, really, to you, the listeners. The podcast episode drops in the forest and there's no one on Spotify or RSS.com to listen. Does it register as a download? Okay, that's not the greatest paraphrasing of an ancient and meaningful koan, I admit. Just be glad I didn't make any dad jokes about food. Oh, so tempting, though. Okay, no. And as I said, check out the show notes for the links to the podcast and video series I mentioned. And above all, take care of yourselves. Be well, be good, be happy. Talk to you in 2026.